Curiosity is a shit starter, but that's okay. Sometimes we have to rumble with the story to find the truth. Wise words from my guru, Brené Brown from Rising Strong. She talks about the rumble and about getting curious about the stories we tell ourselves, about the way we're supposed to move through the world and what we're meant to do and how we're meant to be. She calls it the rumble because we're supposed to be curious about the roots of the stories, where we found them, and what might be different if we start to rewrite the ending for our own story. Recently, as the leader of my Facebook group, I've been in the rumble. I shared it with my group members to have it be a mindset lesson in real time, and I now want to share it with you, my podcast listeners. Hi, welcome to another episode of Business Mindset Mastery. I'm Heather Gray. I'm a mindset and leadership coach. I work with business owners, leaders, and entrepreneurs. You can always find me over at choosetohaveitall.com. And today I'm welcoming you into my rumble. I'm welcoming you into the conversation I've been having with myself as I sort of round out my 2018 and start looking into what 2019 might mean for me and my business. You know, 2018 was a really good year. It was personally my best year ever. I think it was what I found on all of the other side of hard of 2017 leading up to a cross-country move. And I've been sitting in 2018 thinking life went really well. And for the most part, I would say business went really well too. I hit some of my milestones, I hit some of my benchmarks, and I definitely missed out on a few along the way. And one of the things that I kind of realized as I was thinking about it is that as I've changed personally from my experience, I think my business has gone through a change too. But it didn't happen deliberately. It didn't happen with me expressing a specific intent and taking specific actions to get me there. What ended up happening was a cumulative process, I think, of the kind of energy I was putting out into the world, and that was the kind of energy that found me. So it started to look a little inconsistent. I shared this a couple of times, I think, over the summer that I had a pretty slow summer, and then things kind of quickly, you know, as they do sometimes, picked up in the fall. And it was a good time for me to really look at, you know, what is it that I want? If I am going to be the driver in my car, if I'm going to be, you know, sort of leading the charge into 2019 for my business, where do I want this thing to take me? What are my goals? And what do I want to have happen next? One of the things that I had been sort of wrestling with was my Facebook group. I've been leading that group, I believe, since 2017, but perhaps November. It actually might be 2 years now. It might be 2016. But it's been several years, and I've been working with business owners on it. And, you know, and we have conversations that stem from my podcast. We have conversations that stem from, you know, just what it's like to be a new or rising business owner and working to establish yourselves. And, you know, one of the things that I noticed personally as the leader of the group and as the host of the conversation is I had kind of lost my way with it. I lost my sense of purpose. I lost my direction. I wasn't sure that I really wanted to continue with it. And I started the conversation in my group, and what it ended up being was the rumble. The idea that I had to go back to the beginning and say, hey, like, I started this thing way back when with no specific, you know, sort of vision or purpose other than wanting to create a safe place for new and establishing business owners to ask the hard questions, to get themselves out of their own way, to combat fear and to combat imposter syndrome. And over the time that I've run the group, I've been lazy and misdirected in its management. I've, you know, sort of simultaneously gotten frustrated with the fact that it feels awkward to build a service or a product or start a conversation on someone else's land, so to speak, doing it on Facebook and being sort of held captive to the algorithm was starting to really, you know, lose its appeal for me. So as a result, the group became really disjointed. And I had that conversation publicly in my group to start the rumble, to say, well, if I'm going to change it, what do I want to change it to? If it's going to shift, how do I want it to shift? And I called it the rumble. And recently, a friend of mine who I was telling, you know, about this, like we're business colleagues, she was like, oh, how's that rumble going with your Facebook group? And what I ended up figuring out was that the conversation I started with myself about my Facebook group was really extending into my business. That because 2018, like I started the year with two mantras. The mantra I said out loud was, I haven't come this far to only come this far. Because I had worked so hard in 2017 to really fight for the life that I wanted. And I came to California kicking and screaming, completely sure it was going to be the beginning of my demise, only to find out that it was everything I never knew I always wanted. Cue Billy Crystal and Meg Ryan for that one, right? And it's appropriate as we start heading toward the new year too. So, you know, I started to realize that that was the thing I was sort of putting, you know, staking my claim. I was putting a stamp on it. I haven't come this far to only come this far. But the other like underlying mantra that I also in equal measure was also saying to myself in both my personal life and my business life was, I've been brave enough. And I was using that as permission to not take chances, to not go outside my comfort zone, to not try something new. And one of the things that the questions I had about my Facebook group started pinging was that I was just doing things the way I had always done them, kind of mindlessly, without any goal, without any direction, without any purpose. And the things that were running that way got me those exact results. A little win here, a little loss there, but mindless and sort of lacking direction, because that's what happens when you stop driving the car. Now, I don't think I pulled the car over. I don't think I got in the slow lane or went into the garage and, you know, covered it up and said, like, you know, time out, peace out, people. But I do think I spent a good portion of my time in 2018 in cruise control, of saying I pushed and I gutted it through for 2017. Now's the time that I get the lay of the land, figure out how things are going to act, you know, be, and catch my breath a little. But I also, as I was in the rumble, as I was being curious, I was realizing this thread of accountability was starting to rise to the surface of the number of times I had an idea for my business and I didn't follow through. The number of times I wanted to pitch myself or ask for help from somebody, and I didn't. The number of times I had a visibility kind of idea or strategy I wanted to try, and I decided that business was good enough and I could just wait on it. Not major alarm bells, but just isolated examples of me not swallowing my own medicine, not showing up as fully and as completely as I could. Sometimes it meant just hiding behind this podcast because I feel like I've gotten really good at it. It's something that being consistent at has gotten really easy for me. I've been fortunate that like my biggest fear was that I wasn't going to have content, and I seem to regularly be able to have content. But I realized that I spent a good portion of 2018 on cruise control. And when my, you know, business colleague and friend and, you know, was asking me about my journey and my year, that's what came up. And I was thinking to myself that so often people talk about the rumble after the fact. They say, oh, I was having this really hard time. I couldn't figure this part out, or I got really stuck on this. But then, you know, I had this moment of clarity and I just got to the other side of it. Nobody really talks about what it's like to be in the rumble because it's really uncomfortable to talk about. Like, I have to tell you, there was a part of me that, you know, it's interesting. Earlier in the week, somebody was calling me out for, you know, talking out of two sides of my mouth. And immediately when I was starting to think about starting this conversation with you, and I had it on my content, calendar that this was going to be the next conversation I wanted to have with all of you, I was like, oh, there I go again. You know, being super transparent, being too authentic, but really admitting to, you know, to people that, like, hey, I caught myself doing it too. I started a list of like all the ideas that I had that I never took action on, that I never got curious about, that I never rumbled with, and I matched it against decisions and actions I took for my business, and so many of them kept me inside my safety zone, inside my comfort zone, and cruise control. And when I look at my bottom line for the year and I see the number that isn't lined up with the goal that I had set for myself in January, it's really easy to see where and to see why. Because as unhappy as I was last year in 2017, I was a little bit more of a ball buster in my business. I took more chances. I took more risks. I put myself out there. I said yes to all kinds of things. And in 2018, I just coasted right down the middle lane. And I do, my friends, think sometimes that we have to do that. But, you know, we have to catch our breath. We don't always have to be on the path of personal development, of always having to be better, you know, better than our last version of ourselves, always having something to work on. I think that mentality sometimes can get really obnoxious. But we also have to be curious as to why. What our limiting beliefs are, what are the stories we're carrying, you know, what was informing those decisions. Now, some of those, you know, one of the things people ask me about all the time is how come I can, you know, so comfortably share personal information. Well, one of my personal rules and one of my personal guideposts for that is that I only share the personal information where, like, the emotional baggage is already packed, that I already dealt with it, I already learned the lesson, the emotion happened, but then I figured things out. And once I have the lesson, the thing that allows you, the listener, to take something away from, I share it. Being in the rumble, I can tell you I'm not there yet. That suddenly I'm looking at things I didn't do for 2018 that could be possible for me for 2019. But now that I've had this experience of having been changed in the past year, do I still want the same things? Am I still the same person? All of those things can be really intimidating to ask and to look at and to poke around. And I can tell you, my friends, there have been a time or two in this conversation, you know, even as I tell you this, that I'm like, this doesn't have to be the podcast that I publish. This doesn't have to be my final answer of the story. I can wait until I have all the answers. And what I can tell you is I'm not going to share the dirty parts because I haven't figured them out. I haven't gotten into the nitty gritty of, you know, how I ended up cruising when I'm somebody who always teaches and preaches about the driver's seat. I am going to tell you, though, that it's time to update my vision and my version and my story of myself. Who am I now that I'm on the other side of the year? Who am I now that I've had the best year? Who am I now that I have a business that can run on cruise control? Where do I want it to go? So many people avoid this part because it's uncomfortable and it's uncertain and I don't know where it's going to end. I think about the things that I'm capable of now. I think about the ideas I have for my business. And yes, you know, the listener the other day was asking me, don't you ever get scared? Of course I get scared. It's scary to have this conversation because the lesson isn't clear yet. The takeaway isn't crystal clear. But I do think that in order for you to get in your own rumble, in order for you to get really curious about the stories and the limiting beliefs you have about yourself and what you're capable of and what your business is capable of, you have to learn how to sit in the rumble. And that's what I'm doing. I'm not rushing to an answer. I'm not not trying to get it all done in time for, you know, the perfect podcast episode so I can hit publish on the shiny ending that everybody gets and walks away feeling good about, because that's not the point of the Rumble. The point is, you have to look at your story. You have to look at your actions and the way your stories have informed your actions, the way your hesitation has informed how you show up, the way fear has, you know, taken a seat at the party or hasn't taken a seat. Like, what have you allowed into your life and what have you repelled from your life? What are the things that you have said yes to? What are the things that you have said no to? If you look at your choices and you look at your decisions, the Rumble is about taking inventory and taking stock of how you showed up. What were you thinking? What were you feeling? What did you do? What did you want to have happen? What actually happened? And what could you have done to change the ending to the story? That is all really, really powerful stuff, but it's also intimidating because it makes us feel small. It makes us feel inept. And sometimes we don't always know what the heck we're doing, right? So part of it, to stay in the Rumble, you have to get clear for yourself of what your purpose of rumbling is, because you've heard me talk about it on the show. Personal development for the sake of personal development is a waste of time. So why am I in this Rumble? If I had this best year ever and I can just coast, like, why am I even bothering? Well, I'm bothering because I already coasted a business, my brick and mortar. Like, I coasted for the last several years of that business, and I know how that story ended. I ended up burnt out, really unhappy, and feeling like I had a business with no soul, that I was just, you know, seeing people on automatic pilot, but it didn't light me up. It didn't make me happy. And, you know, it just left me wholly unfulfilled. I already know what happens if I coast for too long and allow myself to just phone it in for too long. That doesn't mean that, like, I always have to be on this path and that, like, some of what I did and the break I took and the time I took to get clear with myself doesn't have value, because I think that's important too. I just don't think it's the final answer. And that part of what we have to do sometimes is really, like, own the fact that we've caught our breath, that we, you know, that we've rumbled with our story. We have figured out how we want to rewrite the ending, and we have to go and do that. You know, Brené Brown has this other quote that, like, really ties in so well with this conversation. She says, to rise strong and to recognize our story and rumble with the truth until we get to a place where we think, yes, this is what happened. This is my truth, and I will choose how my story ends. I like to kind of add to that when I'm working with my clients about, yes, this is what happened, and this is what I want to have happen next. Because I don't think we know our goals. I don't think we know our vision for ourselves or, you know, the things we want to do or accomplish unless we do a rumbling about how we ended up here in the first place. And to do that, we have to update our stories of ourselves. We have to be willing to sort of say, like, okay, who are we now on the other side of all of this? And we have to be curious. And we also, my friends, we have to be patient. You know, I've lost track of when I started this conversation with my Facebook group, which then spun into a whole conversation about my business. And I can tell you, I don't have any answers. I can tell you unequivocally, without a doubt, that this podcast is absolutely a part of my business future. I still don't know whether or not my Facebook group is going to be like a definitive, finite part of my business future. Right now it works because it's a playground for me to play out some of these ideas, to start these conversations, to, you know, say something out loud to see how it sticks. So, you know, as I help other people do it, I'm doing it for myself in real time. It has value for me. It has purpose for me. But that might not always be true. That might not always, you know, be enough for me to continue continue showing up. So I will rumble with it and I will ask. And that means being patient. That means getting comfortable with not knowing, but to stay with the process. So many of the clients, when I look at, you know, and I'm going to talk to you in the coming weeks about the kind of client cases I had and the different things we talked about and the different case studies, because I think that's a good learning opportunity. But so many people abandoned their rumble because it got uncomfortable. They didn't like something. They weren't happy. They, you know, they started thinking about pivoting, or they backed off, or they played small, or they didn't show up, you know, fill in the blank, whatever version of that is. And it got to be too much. It got to be that they didn't like what they saw in the mirror. So they ran away from it and they abandoned the rumble. But what happens when you abandon the rumble, what happens when you don't keep showing up for yourself, is you stagnate and you flatline and you numb out and you tune out. And that's the beginning of life happening to you instead of you happening to life. That's the purpose of the rumble. But when you're in it, it feels so gross. It feels so uncomfortable. You just want to get out of it as fast as possible. But it's my challenge to you to rumble. You know, you in the coming weeks are going to be hearing all kinds of ways that people review 2018 and get themselves set up for 2019. Some people are going to be talking about it from a mindset perspective. Some people will talk about it from a business strategy perspective. Obviously, you know, I'm going to go with mindset. That's why, you know, I'm a mindset consultant. That's what I do. But you need to rumble. How did you get here? How, you know, and is here where you want to be? And if it's not, what are you willing to do to get to where you want to go and to be the person you want to be? This is not a one-size-fits-all podcast, my friends. This is not something that, like, you can listen to me yammer on about for 20, 30 minutes and go off and have a concrete plan. This is something that you have to start to look at the things that I've talked about with you today. What comes up for you? What resonates? What makes you think, like, is she on a different planet than me? You know, what do I want more of in my life? What do I want less of? How did I succeed? How did I fail? Where did the numbers match up? Where didn't they match up? And what do I want to have happen next? And what you need to do for yourself in order to have that conversation is to remind yourself that this part is private. You don't have to air it out. You don't have to put all the dirty bits out there for everybody to look at. But you have to have this private, hard conversation with yourself. Or else you're just going to end up doing what you've always done and getting your same results. And as we see in business, sometimes when you do what you've always done, you don't even get the same results. You get less results. You get less income. Because for many business owners and many different products and services, doing the same thing you've always done puts you in the back of the line a little bit. Puts you, you know, behind and off your game a little bit because you're not creating new, you're not responding to new pain points, you're not bringing anything new to the table. So people have this sense of been there, done that. So I'm encouraging you to get in the rumble and to stay there until you can decide for yourself how your story ends. And the way you get comfortable with that is to remind yourself that nothing happens without your permission. Yes, life might happen. Yes, you might get unexpectedly ill. Yes, a loved one might get unexpectedly ill. You might be, you know, sitting on three, you know, exceedingly high bills that you weren't planning on. You may have some sort of setback. You know, all of that is true about life. But how we respond to that remains in our control. And how we decide, given the lives we want, what happens next remains in our control. And it is scary. And, you know, you get this big scary idea, and of course you want to run with it. And what I want you to do is I want you to run toward it. I want you to look at it. I want you to rumble with it. I want you to be curious. And I want you to be unafraid, because nothing happens without your permission. But you have got to give yourself permission to be curious and to ask those hard questions. Not knowing, holding accountability, having a foggy view of the future, like, that's tough stuff, my friends. It isn't easy. I really wish I was rounding out the year thinking, oh, that 2018, that sure did me well, and just like, and leave it at that, beginning, middle, and end. But I can see really clearly as I reflect on my business, as I reflect on the choices, that there's things there that I need to look at. And because I'm a responsible business owner, I'm going to. Because I care about the health of my business, but also the health of my own mindset when it comes to business, because I don't want to burn out from this one too. I am going to stop. I am going to rumble. I'm going to be curious. And then I'm going to rewrite the ending. And I invite you to join me. Have the conversation with yourself. Rewrite the ending to any chapter that doesn't fit. And if you have a question, as I'm talking to you, this doesn't quite make sense, it's not resonating, you can't see how to apply it, I really invite you for the new year, send in your questions to me about how, you know, where you're currently at in your business and what your stuck spots are regarding your Rumble or what you should be doing. If you offer me some specifics, I will direct you, and we can create kind of like a masterclass with using this podcast of a couple of different businesses or a couple of different life experiences. I can help a couple of you get on your way, plan your 2019, and then everybody else listening can learn from that experience. But I can't do it without your questions. So as you listen to me, if you find that like you think I could help you out, let's let everybody learn and let's use the show to do it. If you have a question for me to get your life and business on track for 2019, I really urge you to give me a shout out. Find me over at heather@choosetohaveitall.com. The best pod comes from the best questions, and I look forward to answering yours. Thanks so much for listening to me today. I look forward to talking to you next time. Bye for now.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.